The Lord sent another message to Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God to give you a sign. It can be from deep in the world of dead or from high up in heaven. Ahaz answered, I will not ask for a sign. I refuse to put the Lord to the test. To that Isaiah replied, Listen now, descendants of King David, it's bad enough for you to wear out the patience of people. Must you wear out God's patience too? Well then, the Lord himself will give you a sign of a young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel. By the time he is old enough to make his own decisions, people will be drinking milk and eating honey. Even before that time comes, the land of those two kings who terrify will be deserted.
So last week, can you remember last week? I can't. But last week, apparently, I said that that a lot of the prophecies in the Old Testament were accurate for then, they were significant for then, but they were monumental for later, if you remember that. And so this is one of those prophecies. And actually, the background to this particular prophecy is fantastic, because actually there's the Assyrian king who's got his eyes on Judah. He'd like to take over Judah, he wants to rule Judah. So the Assyrian king, who's called Tiglath-Pileser III. He sounds a bit like he should be a graduate from Harvard, doesn't he? You know, that's my son, Tiglath-Pileser III. and so he's the king, and he wants to take over Judah. But the thing is, Israel is a bit concerned about Tiglath, and so Israel has already signed up and sworn allegiance to Syria. So you've got the Assyrians with Tiglath-Pileser III who want to take over Judah, and then you've got Israel and Syria who are scared of the Assyrians, so they've formed an alliance. And right in the middle of this, you've got Ahaz, who's the king of Judah, and he's scared. He doesn't quite know what to do. Should he go to Tiglath-Pileser III and say, Hi, I'm prepared to be your friend if you protect me? Or should he go with Israel, who are putting a lot of pressure on him at this time, and should he sign up with Assyria to stand against Assyria, Tiglath? And actually, Isaiah comes into this mix and says, What about neither? What about not signing up with the Assyrians? What about not signing up with Israel and Syria? What about staying it on your own, being independent and trusting in God? And of course, at this point, we've all been probably in situations where we're in a difficult situation. Should we do this? Should we do that? And somebody says, well, why don't you trust in God? You go, you're right. And this is the situation Ahaz is in. He's kind of... What? We got Syria, and you want me to trust in God? And Israel's saying, yeah. Why don't you ask God for a sign? And so now you've got Ahaz, who not only he's not sure he wants to trust in God in the first place, but now he's being encouraged to ask God for a sign. Hands up, those who have ever asked God for a sign. Yeah. Hands up, those who know that we're not supposed to ask God for a sign. Yeah. So here's the thing. Ahaz knows this. He knows we're not supposed to ask God for a sign. But the problem is Isaiah, God's man, God's prophet, God's man for the day, is saying, ask God. And so Ahaz is in this really tricky situation. He's already rejected Isaiah's advice once. So it's a bit easier. But he kind of gets a bit self-righteous. And he says, isn't it enough? Isn't it enough? That I should, that we're already testing God, that we should actually ask God for a sign, I will not do it. And so into this, Isaiah speaks these incredible words that we have read over and over again every Christmas because they speak of the coming of one called Emmanuel. But actually, the significant short-term fulfillment of this was actually the fact that Judah was to become the remnant that would survive the coming exile. And Isaiah takes his son, Shear Jabin, oh, what's his name? I knew I'd forget it. He takes his son, Shear Jashab. There you go. I was nearly there. So he takes his son Shear Jashab. Now, Shear Jashab in Hebrew actually means faithful remnant. Or the remnant shall be faithful. Or the remnant shall repent. It depends how you want to. And so actually, Isaiah takes his son, remnant shall repent, and stands telling Ahaz that actually, this is the situation. If you don't trust God, God will give you a sign anyway. But the sign that he's originally talking about is that they already spoken in previous prophecies about Israel and Judah being the daughter of God. And they're now saying that the daughter has grown old enough to have a child. And that by the time the child is weaning onto solids, both of these kings that Ahaz is scared of will be in the dust. And it's true to say that actually, by the time the remnant was coming back, both of those kings had been wiped out. Both of those nations were destroyed, the first remnant. But actually, there's a more monumental fulfillment of this passage, because, of course, Isaiah in the short term was talking about a significant fulfillment with a real, with a metaphorical child. But God was going to use this prophecy for something even greater still. And so God uses this prophecy for the monumental fulfillment of one called Emmanuel, God with us. And so this morning, the message is simply this: God keeps his promises. We might doubt, we might fear, we might think that we have to choose between the things the world are offering us. We might be tempted to leave God out of it, but we can trust God because God keeps his promises. The remnant returned. The remnant repented and returned. But more importantly, Jesus was born. Emmanuel, God with us, was born of a virgin. And as I said last week, there is another promise in Scripture that Jesus will come again. And we know that all the other promises that have gone before have been kept. And so we can trust that God will keep this one too. Amen? Amen. So this Christmas, remember, God is with you. The question is, are you with God? Paul says in Philippians, the Lord is near. We are witnesses of the dawning of the great light that to come into the world. Emmanuel, God with us. May we depart from this gathering with our faces set on the sun, so that our lives may serve as a reflection of God's light in the midst of our darkness, that our very lives may announce the advent of the Messiah. Amen.